This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, first hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. React to some of what we saw from the three preseason games last night. Obviously, Falcons coming up tonight against the Lions, and some of the other news around the NFL. Awful news out of Chargers camp. Bless you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Again, Chargers, man.
Yeah, dog.
If there's a cursed team in the NFL, I don't know. Like, every single year in preseason, something awful happens to the Chargers, and it did again. So we'll get there. At 12:20, we'll spend some time on what we're looking for preseason week number one from some of the other games around the NFL, maybe some battles, some quarterbacks, all that kind of stuff. And then we'll get to a Sports Jeopardy and a back page with Bo in about an hour.
But, I mean, yeah, when you – just anything you hear, not contact. I know they had a scare in Houston with Gardner Johnson, ACL's intact.
Oh.
Yeah, ACL's intact.
Oh, that was just a scare.
Yeah, it was a scare. So
great.
ACL's intact. Now, he's hurt.
Okay.
But at least he's not going to miss the season. Okay. It don't sound like, but he said the initial test, I guess I'm assuming on the field, the initial test, okay, maybe they thought, but after the MRI, no ACL tear.
That's all right.
So that's always good.
That's nice,
dude. Yeah, Matthew Slater is done. Perhaps the patella. That's a nasty, nasty
Rashawn
injury. Rashawn, thank you. That's a nasty, nasty injury right there.
Yeah, man. At least he got paid first.
Yeah, dog.
At least he got paid first.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, he got that print last week.
Last week.
Yeah, last week.
Yep.
And then you look at it.
Which felt like a really good thing. Like, if you're a Chargers fan, you're like, all right, good.
Yeah, because he's on top.
You're like, he's signed up long term. This is great.
Yeah.
Can't have anything nice.
No, man. And that's just, it's just one of those unfortunate things about the damn preseason, especially. You know, when you, like you said, you're counting one of the most important positions on the damn field, your left tackle, to protect your franchise quarterback. And so, yeah. But.
I know you saw what Archie Manning said about Arch Manning, which is, quote, Arch isn't going to do that about leaving after this season of college football. Mm-hmm. He'll be at Texas.
Yeah.
You buy it?
Yep.
Why?
Because Peyton did it. Peyton stayed for it. Eli stayed for it. They both would have been the first pick they left after their first year.
Mm-hmm.
But because they played four, both of them played 40-plus starts, mm-hmm, why not let Arch? Because the thing about it is, it ain't for the money.
No.
They got plenty of that. And he's making money at Texas. And, you know, the one thing about the Mannings is they like to control the narrative, mm-hmm, which rightfully so. That's
which I think this is part of
and
that,
that's
too.
Part of it.
I think
and
him
that,
saying that is
yeah,
part of
part,
it, too.
It's part of it. But that's something that, you know, when you've mentioned it, I was like, are we sure? I know we have fun with the tank for Arch, but are we sure? And then when Haslam, the owner of the Browns, came out and said something about it, well, the Haslam and the Mannings are best buds.
Right. And if anybody was going to suck on purpose to try to get a quarterback, it might be them.
Yeah, but, and they got two first-round picks and all those different things. Like, they got Jacksonville's pick. But, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And Arch,
no, I'm not either.
Arch is fine. Arch, you know. But I like how Archie said it was like, don't suck for him. You know, don't suck on purpose thinking that you're going to get there and get to position to draft him.
Yeah.
That would be so hawky. So, Hawks. I mean, just like the Hawks. Be all bad, finally get the number one pick. Then the generational players coming out the following year.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
The year before and the year after. Yeah, yeah. But the one year where you're terrible. And who knows? Maybe Zachary Risacher is going to turn into a
never
generational
know.
Player.
Never know.
Well. He had
never
a nice
know.
Rookie season.
Never know.
I think that it's true also. And I think that there's a lot of different things that people throw out there. Well, he's rich. And I mean, like, yes, he's rich anyway. He's a Manning anyway. But I also have to believe he has, like, dreams of his own,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
he could just be a rich Manning no matter what happens.
Right.
I think he has dreams of being right. a successful quarterback both in college and in pros and sort of
no.
blazing his own path. But the reason why I buy it is the first thing that you said. He's not going to get 40 starts like those guys did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that says being a two-year starter in college football helps you
what about,
when you get to the NFL.
But I mean, I don't think I could think of if he has like a Heisman Trophy type.
I know, but like.
But then that still might
so
not
what?
Be enough.
Right.
I just think that they believe in a certain plan, a certain development aspect of playing the quarterback position.
Right.
And that's one for, though they are people that I will go with then against.
I think they know the plan.
I think they know the plan.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, because you would have thought, because, I mean, he's the third generation, whatever, you would have thought it might have been different, because when he didn't leave Texas.
That's how you already knew.
That's how you already knew.
That's exactly.
Yes, when he didn't leave
yeah.
Texas,
yep.
considering how much movement is in it, mm-hmm. we were talking yesterday, he said Robert Ashford's at Wake Forest.
Robbie Ashford's at Wake Forest
Wait,
now.
Wake Forest yeah. now. The transaction period in today's college football, Art should have been gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And but anybody else would have.
Anybody else would have. And so that right there lets me know, unless he just has a spectacular season.
But even still, though, that's why I say I don't think that
yeah.
that would do it. Like,
yeah.
I think that their plan is
they had a plan
that's where
Art.
He wants to be.
You know, they always said that, too.
Yeah.
And you know, he's Cooper's son. And Cooper's right in line with it. It ain't
yeah.
one of the things where, well, I mean, what does dad think?
No,
well,
no.
They're all in lockstep.
No, Archie Manning doesn't just go rogue and say that to the Texas Monthly if it's not all agreed upon
yes.
by everybody in
yes.
the family
yes.
and that the plan is the plan.
They're very strategic.
Yeah.
They watch what they say. They don't put nothing out there.
Yeah, and that's why I think that there's
damn,
a couple.
I hope he leaves.
There's a couple different interesting things as far as that relates to this, too, is like I think he says it to these people on purpose to kill the narrative for the year. It's like now you don't have to ask. He's
yeah.
coming back. You don't
yeah.
have to ask about it.
No,
you have to ask Sark and him
I think
and everybody.
That's also good.
Yeah, it's great.
That's also
no,
good
it's,
that you,
it's
that's
brilliant.
Something that
it's
doesn't
brilliant
have to,
to
be.
Say it right now to get it out of the way for the entire season.
Yeah.
And I'm with you as far as like, look, even if he wins the Heisman and they win the national championship,
yeah.
come back.
Yeah.
Because the plan is play 2 years of college football.
Mm-hmm.
So because he hasn't played yet. I mean, he's played a little bit, but he hasn't been the starter yet. Start 2 years, that'll be about 30 games or so. They believe in that and that experience. And then you go to the NFL and, you know, hopefully have the success that his uncle's had.
Yeah.
and his grandpa had.
Because it just seems like it's aligned for it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw that clip that Peyton's son, Marshall, I think his name is Marshall, he's a dude.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
he's a dude. Oh, my God.
Of course
God.
He
I
is.
I do not want to see that.
Oh, I know,
yeah,
man.
God dog it.
Yeah. Why are they doing that?
Why are they showing this?
They're showing Robert Edwards get hurt in the flag football game.
Why would they do that? Why are you showing that?
I don't know. Are they talking about like running backs who had great rookie years? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that
yeah.
sucks.
I'm like, damn.
I don't need to see that.
I saw that. What happened? I want
yeah,
to see that.
Of course you
but
did.
But yeah, no. But I mean, but I think that when you look at just the quarterback position in whole, because it's something that you mention all the time. It's only one person can play at a time.
Right. And that's why when we get to this conversation that kind of we were leading to about individual players' impact on the teams that they're on this year
yes.
and their team's hopes for success, is anybody as individually as relied upon for a team that, for a team that has a chance to make it, but who knows, maybe to the college ball playoff or at least like have a really good year as Haynes King. Once you start going down the list, I think there's so many teams like this. Like I think Haynes King is in that group
yes.
of players
yes.
whose health and performance dictates the success of his team that year or this year, but that's because no team has backup quarterbacks anymore.
No.
Just like what we just talked about.
No.
Like, if you're a good backup quarterback in college football, you're not a backup quarterback the next year. You
no.
transferred and you went someplace else.
Yes.
Like, that may be the thing that leveled the playing field more than anything in college football right now is you used to be able to stack 5 stars and keep them for
can't
a little while.
Anymore.
You can't do it anymore.
No, you can't.
And that's why I think there's a lot of quarterback battles, quote-unquote, that are still going on. So these guys feel, even if they lose, like they were close and they're really valued parts of the team this year, which obviously they are, but they were never going to win. It's all about feelings. Like,
yeah, oh, no doubt about it.
You got to lie to these guys and make them feel like they really had a chance to be the starter, even if they didn't. But, yeah, I mean, Haynes King may be number one. There's a lot of other guys on the list,
yeah,
too.
But I look at, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, like these are my backup quarterback. Look at where Georgia is. It's oh, here's a test shot right here. Watch me jump on his back.
Oh, you're going to celebrate with him?
Yeah. There I go right there. Right there, blocking him into the end zone.
There
I go right there. Lead the block. Right
this
there,
is
Andy.
The worst thing Randy. NFL Network could be doing. Show Randy's friend
there I go, right there.
And Randy while we're trying. Come on.
All right. But you look, hey, how about this?
It's worse than when the Braves games are on.
When we talk about backup quarterback, like in the patience of it. Like Georgia, like they got, what's the Paluski guy?
Puglisi.
Him. And then they have a couple other guys. They got the kid from Tennessee coming over and all those things. I mean, it's all about, you know, the perception of you got to keep them there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What are we all talking about? Georgia never had a problem getting them.
Not only keep them there, but also like make them feel really confident that they'll be the starter next year.
You
got
to do it like how Coach Rick did with Shock and Greeny. Remember? Well, no, you don't remember this. Mm-hmm. Like when they were both there, and not saying the Shock because people didn't transfer like that when Shock, but Shock would get a drive. Shock would get a drive a half.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
you think?
Huh?
You think they'll do that?
No, I don't. I was just like throwing. Maybe would that be something where? How you keep these kids.
Was that more just because of, like, it was sort of a totally different style of player?
Yeah.
And it was kind of keep the defense on their heel kind of thing? And,
yeah.
Because teams did that in that era a little bit.
But see, I don't look at it as Shock as a change of pace because Shock threw the ball.
Right.
Like sometimes when you talk about that, you bring him in to run the ball. And, you know, when you talk about keeping them off balance, Shock was – he gave you the – illusion they could.
But that wasn't to make Shock not transfer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't going to transfer.
He wasn't going to transfer.
But if it was now, and I'm not saying what DJ Shockley would
because
do one way or the other.
Tried to do that with Justin Fields.
But if it was now, he'd be the quarterback someplace else in the SEC. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's just the way that it goes right now. I think, and I don't know Dylan Puglisi from anybody.
Right.
But like you string this thing, you know who the damn starter is. Gunnar Stockton was at SEC Media Days. He's the starter. But you have to make this guy feel like it's really, really close so he not only stays, but then once the season starts, he's maybe even more bought. It's all, again, like, call it what you want to call it, but it's about feelings.
Yes.
Like, and it's about making sure guys feel wanted because the whole recruiting process and their lives leading up to when they get to college is all about, like, you know, sucking up to them and making them feel like they're superstars. That's why they haven't announced it at Ohio State yet. That's why they haven't announced it at Georgia yet. Like they know who the starter is.
But they can't leave now.
Right.
Yeah.
But they can pout.
Yeah.
You know? They can emotionally leave.
Man.
And again, I don't know that kid. I'm not trying to say that he would do that, but I think it's okay to paint with broad strokes about what's going on right now in college football because guys have done that.
Yeah. But I think that's got to be the hardest thing about this thing when you look at that because I think everybody wants to be a great teammate. But I think a lot of time when you talk about the feelings part about it, it puts you in that type of mood where you're moping. Ain't nobody ever want nobody moping around.
I think guys want to be great teammates, but I think that there's so much more emphasis right now placed on get mine.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, no, because the thing is that's how you view it. That's why people think I don't be joking when I say I really believe that when you put it out there, when you sign your letter of intent and you start everything with 3 to 4 years, you are hell-bent on those three, no matter what.
Oh, for sure.
No matter what.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Everybody thinks that they're coming out as soon as they're eligible to come out. That's right.
On that right there. And so to get there, you got to go from the first day. If you're not there the first day, okay, I got to find somewhere I got to go. Because I got 3 years to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And that means I got to transfer to three different damn teams. I'll do it.
Well, and again, like when we're talking about these guys that are so individually important to their team's success, a lot of them are transfers too. Like Haynes King's a transfer.
He is.
I mean, obviously,
he is.
He's vital to what.
That's my waited his turn.
Yeah, he did.
He waited his turn.
He is a very rare bird in college football right now because he very easily could have left. Now he sat behind Jaden.
After that damn second half against Georgia.
Most guys would have left after that because you know he was getting phone calls.
Yes.
He threw for 300 yards in the second half of the SEC championship game against Georgia.
Yes.
Like, now again, there are There's factors. There's factors.
We're up like 50-3
Yeah, man. Like that story gets told in such a weird way where it's like, all right, like, you know, they were up by 5 touchdowns at halftime. Yeah. Like there's a reason. Anyway, whatever. He's a really good player, and I think he's going to have a really good season this year. I mean, Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt, obviously. Now, again, if he's not there, what's the difference in terms of wins and losses? I don't really know what
they're. He has that impact like he had last year. Because it is still Vanderbilt. But he was like, he was a one-man wrecking crew, though.
He was. And they also, the thing about them is, I don't know how they did it, maybe him. They brought back, like, everybody.
I know.
Like, their whole team is pretty much the same as last year.
I love their coach.
I do, too.
I love him. I love their coach.
I love him because he's talking trash.
He don't give a damn. You know what I mean? Like, he got this blank about him. Did he beat Auburn, like, 3 times?
He's beat Hugh Freeze.
Is it Hugh Freeze?
He's beat Hugh Freeze 3 seasons in a row, and they play him this year, too.
Okay.
Don't let it be four. You know? Well, they have an interesting quarterback, too. Jackson Arnold, the kid last year, the 5-star from Oklahoma that everybody was sure was going
to. Oh, yeah. He's replacing, because he was supposed to be Dylan Gabriel. Oh, he's our guy right here, this guy, because. The guy now is the one that Oklahoma fans were clamoring for, or was it?
I thought Jackson Arnold was the guy.
That's why he left and went to Oregon. That's right. That's why he left and went to Oregon. But I think, when you look at that, speaking of Oklahoma, like Venables, like when he gonna get it done? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it was one of those things, and he was a longtime assistant and waited for the right job, just like Kirby did. Was the DC at Alabama all those years, waited for this Georgia. Mm-hmm. I know Venables had plenty of job offers being the DC at Clemson, but what did he do? He waited for his school, his dream job to come open.
And that is fun for 2 years.
Yep.
And then if you don't win, they don't care about that anymore. Ask any of these alumni who went home and it didn't work out. That family. It's not a family.
Yeah.
It's not a family. It's a business.
I mean, they show you there, but, it's my dream job and everything. We hire like this.
Of course you have.
Of course you have.
Every hire you make, you've been waiting for a hire like this because you wouldn't hire them otherwise. But that family turns into goes away real. No, I think Oklahoma would be okay this year. John Mateer, who knows? They got the quarterback and the OC from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that feels. That's like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Desperate. That's like last gasp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. This
get him. We'll fix it, and that'll be that. If it doesn't work out,
he might have to go.
Yeah, he might.
It is Oklahoma.
This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Desperate doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing either. Like, it's.
You might need change.
You
like
take
that.
A risk, and it works out. Desperate becomes brilliant. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.